Rusty Quill presents.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Roman. I knew it. I fucking knew it.
Excuse me?
I knew you'd come to me, come to the rift. I knew you were okay. Ain't nobody stopping us.
Glad you were expecting me. I don't know how long I've got. I think everyone is asleep. That, or somebody is doing an excellent job of following me really quietly.
You never know, do you? Sorry. It's not very helpful, really, is it? You were right, though, yeah?
Surprisingly so. Especially after what happened in that room.
Oh yeah, that prick, Jackson. Man, I want to hurt that cultist bastard so bad.
I think it's a bit too late for that man. Naya locked him in there, didn't she?
Good.
How are you anyway, Ro? You sound different, more normal, whatever normal is anymore.
I do, don't I? I thought I did. I didn't want to say anything in case I was just imagining it. And then if I said anything, you'd think I was more normal, even if I wasn't. So, what do you think it means?
Man, I don't know what anything means anymore. But if it means nothing other than you sounding a bit more like your normal self, then I'll take it. Claire's really okay, by the way. I know you saw her, but truly, she's doing well. So are the kids.
Mate, you have no idea how glad I am to hear that. I just wish I could hold them, you know?
Yeah, I know. Claire hasn't told them about you yet, you know. I don't think she's ready to try and explain something even she doesn't understand.
Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. She's doing the right thing. God, I just want all of this to be over.
Same. Roman...
Yeah.
Something's off. I mean, more than just the weird perfect community vibes. I mean, something's off with Claire. And the way she was with the kids.
How so?
I don't know. I really can't put my finger on it. You know how she was always kind of like, you know, a big sister or a cool auntie to them? You know, she never really wanted to be that super maternal figure, but still cared deeply about them.
I'm your mom. That also means I'm your best friend for life. You get that for free. I can still hear saying that. So, what? She not being like that? I mean, it's understandable, really. She's not been with them for months, and now she's in some weird cultist commune in an apocalypse. Things aren't really going to be the same.
No, I know. I don't know. It feels deeper than that. There's something else there.
Well, look, man. If you really think there is, then don't say anything but keep an eye out for things. And if something really starts to bug you, then just ask Claire. She won't bite your head off, will she? No doubt you're just looking into things too much. Don't lose track of what you're there for, though. Focus on Naya. Focus on getting us out of this mess. Alright? I hate to say it, but there's a lot riding on this.
Fuck. I know. I know. Say, look, if I needed to get out of here, like, quickly, reckon I could use this rift. I mean, it looks pretty dark wherever it goes, but I don't know. Could work.
Yeah, no. Seriously, don't. I've had a lot of time to myself here in this nothingness, and in between being shit scared after every time I remember that there's something lurking behind all the rifts I can see. I think I've figured a few things out. You see, when I met Claire just before she stepped through a rift into the world where A12 still exists, when she dropped off our recordings with Ryan, she told me about how each of the rifts kinda sung, or at least made some sort of distinctive sound. And I remember her saying that their sound is different depending on where it leads to. So, if it's the alternative version of our world, where it's freezing cold and A12 doesn't exist, then it makes one sound. If it's our world, another, and, you know, then...
The one that's a void-like wasteland makes a completely different one. And, let me guess, that's the sound I can hear right now.
Bingo. I'm pretty certain I figured out each sound, and the one you're looking at leads to the place where all these freaky-ass creatures come from.
Wait. Whoa, wait, what? Why the fuck am I just outside it then?
Chill. There's nothing there, and clearly, the Order, or whatever they're bloody called, aren't worried about anything coming through. Otherwise, they wouldn't have this place all open and shit, would they?
God, I wish you hadn't told me that.
Hey, you asked.
Yeah, unfortunately.
St. Aleface School, eh? Bet that was a bitch for the kids here to remember how to spell. I can barely say it.
Now, remember, children, Sanctitas in Scientia.
What the fuck does that mean?
I have no idea. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it correctly. Like, sanctity in something or other, I guess. I'm surprised they kept the statue and everything here. I thought they wanted away with the old world.
Maybe they're saving it for a new world museum. Who knows, man?
This is mad, Roman. Like, how did we end up here? One day we're heading off on an off-grid camping trip. The next we're here. Me talking to a hole in the wall. You being in that hole. Like, what the fuck?
The world's a scary place, bro.
I've not even felt like I've had time to grieve. You know, like, actually think about all the people who we've lost. I know we found Claire and your kids now, but there are just so many more we've not mentioned in months. That aunties, uncles, cousins, colleagues, people you'd only talk to once in a blue moon. And the worst bit is, we don't even know if they're actually gone. And that's the part I really can't get to grips with. If they were dead, I could process that, or at least try to. But we don't know, do we? They could literally be hiding out somewhere, just a few miles away. Hell, some of them could even be in here. There's just that many people. But we just don't know, we just...
Whoa. It's all right, okay? It's all right. We're not to blame for any of this.
I never said we were.
I know. But hear me out. When I thought I'd lost Claire and the kids forever, I never thought I'd come out of the other side of it. Never thought I'd see any point to life ever again. I absolutely couldn't bear not knowing what had happened to them. I didn't fully tell you at the time, although no doubt you could see it in everything I did. But I very nearly gave up completely in A7. But I made it through. Despite everything going on, I made it through.
But you've got Claire now. And your kids, you've got them.
Remember when you and I were sat in the car in that blistering cold with no fuel? You said, let's house hop. And I laughed at you. I thought it was a ridiculous idea. But then despite my smirk, you just looked at me with so much ambition in your eyes. You wanted this idea to work. You wanted it all to work. Because despite it all, somehow, you, of all people, hadn't given up. Living in literally your worst nightmare, and you were still determined. I respected that. That's when I knew. That's when I knew I could make it through. Even if the worst happened and I lost you, I could remember that hope in your eyes. That's what kept me going. And no matter what, it will.
Roman. Roman, I...
Mate, It's all right. You don't have to say anything equally as soppy back. Consider this a freebie.
Oh, shit. Fuck. That's my cue to leave.
Onward, brother. Onward.
Love you, man.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. Love you too, you big weirdo.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.